When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Brian Henderson, who's a senior vice president at Whitnell, which is part of Associated Bank. Brian, welcome back to the Thought Leader Conversation.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what you do there at Whitnell.
Well, I lead a team at Whitnell, and we provide comprehensive financial planning, tax services, and investment advice to, you know, mostly high net worth individuals and families.
Our conversation this morning is going to focus a little bit on some of the issues that have come up recently because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I know there's a lot of different things that we can touch on this morning, but I just want to ask at the beginning here how your clients are doing. I mean, you can plan for all kinds of things going wrong, but how could you ever plan for something like this?
Yeah, you really can't plan for something like this. I can imagine you feel the same way, but I never thought I would see this. And when we got into late February and we started to realize that, you know, I started doing, you know, the math, and it started to become pretty scary for not only my clients, but for everyone. So, you know, one of the first things I did was just to make sure that I called everyone and touched base with everyone. And as you can imagine, they talked about family. They talked about, you know, some had kids in college and trying to figure that out. And, you know, some own their own business. And so really putting on the hat of risk manager to talk through, you know, what was important to each one of them and make sure they had cash, you know, make sure the cash needs were solved, because the last thing you want to do when the market starts to really take a dive is have to sell because you need cash.
So it's more of a long term. You want to kind of focus on the long term here, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone has a strategy. Everyone has an asset allocation. But really, really important is to make sure you don't, you know, have to sell equities when the market's down, you know, 38% in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It's the fastest decline on in history in the stock market.
I would imagine some of those phone calls are more of counseling as well. Do you have to offer a little bit of comfort to your clients? And how does all of this impact the relationship you have with a client?
You know, in these really hard times, like we've just, you know, we're still going through that, you know, you really build the relationship or solidify the relationship by being proactive and make sure you contact everybody. Because, you know, a big part of it is they want to talk to me so that they feel better that, you know, we're on top of things and we have strategy, and I remind them of the long term, you know. And I would, as we went through it, the first thing we did was just make sure everybody had, you know, the appropriate cash so that they didn't have to sell. But then we talked about, well, what's the next thing? And my second wave of calls to the clients was, okay, we have portfolios that are down, and I would walk through tax loss harvesting, for example, with them, which means that you can sell assets when they're down if you have losses, immediately buy something very similar. And then when your portfolio recovers, at, you know, who knows how long it's going to take, 3 months, 6 months, a year. But when it recovers, you've harvested tax losses so that you can use them to offset future gains. So that's real currency, and it's really valuable.
Yeah, and so there are, in what I'm hearing then from you, is that there are opportunities even though we're going through this negative time.
Yeah, absolutely. And some clients we talked about maybe possibly doing a Roth conversion, you know. And, you know, if you convert an IRA to a Roth IRA, you take a tax-deferred bucket and you make it tax-free. And that's also very, very valuable, especially as people get into retirement, and you can actually do some planning around taxes. Sometimes you might take money from a tax deferred bucket, but other times you can take money from a tax free, and you can play around with the tax projection to maximize tax efficiency. So we talked about tax. We talked about Roth conversions, and some of my other clients, we set up GRATs, grantor retained annuity trusts, and that's a trust you can put assets in if you expect assets to go up quickly, or if they're depressed, you can put them in this trust, and then at the end of the term, for example, if the assets appreciate above the interest rate, and right now interest rates are really low, so the hurdle rate's really low, then you can transfer assets, for example, to your kids and grandkids.
Are there some age considerations here, like back to the Roth IRA conversions? Is that age sensitive?
No, but what happens is one of the benefits of doing a Roth conversion is that you no longer have required distributions, annual required distributions, after at age 72. I mean, they changed a lot of the rules for IRA distributions starting this year. So even a Roth has to be paid out typically over 10 years. But you don't have to make those distributions until after the 10th year. So some of those distribution rules have changed, but there's no age limitation on when you can convert a Roth.
I'm curious, Brian, what some of the questions were from the clients, without getting into specifics and, you know, individual clients' identities and that sort of thing. But what kinds of questions are they asking you?
Well, they want to know what to do with the portfolio. You know, after we talk about family, after we talk about the business, after we talk about making sure they have enough cash, then it's like, okay, well, what do we do? You know, are there opportunities to take advantage of? And one of the examples of that is, you know, the last 10 years or more, growth assets, you know, growth stocks have outperformed value stocks. And typically these go in cycles. So what we've been doing recently over the last couple months is we've been making sure we have a value manager that we really like, because at this point, I think if I look out 5 years, if I look out 10 years, I would expect that's a revert to the mean. So I expect value to do really well over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, just based on valuations.
Over the course of the thought leader conversations here with especially some of your colleagues, too, we've talked about how the relationship between a financial advisor and client is so important. It's built over many, many years and built on trust. That really comes into play here now in a crisis, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Because, you know, if you have a trusted advisor, I mean, I had clients calling me. One of my clients is a restaurant owner and is in the leisure space. So he has no idea, you know, what's going to happen. And at the time when he called me, he was in Costa Rica and he almost got stuck there. So he was calling me to share with me what he was doing and making sure that I told him, I said, if whatever you need, I can help from this end, I'll help. And another client was Switzerland skiing, and he got stuck there for 2 or 3 weeks trying to get home. So, you know, it's amazing how many, you know, different stories that came through back in March. And I was on as you can imagine, I was on the phone 10, 12 hours a day with clients for 2 or 3 weeks straight.
As you move forward here, how often do you have a review of strategy with clients? And is it something different than you normally would be having?
Right now, I'm having more calls and more strategy consultations than I have typically. Usually we'll have 2 to 3 meetings per year and we'll go through everything 2 to 3 times. But recently I've had, there are certain clients that want to talk every month, and there's certain clients that, you know, we've been talking, you know, every week. And we don't always make changes, but we're just making sure that we're keeping track of things and also making sure we're on the same page. So there have been, you know, more calls to talk about strategy, for sure.
They say that financial advisors are supposed to be unflappable. Have you been unflappable during all of this, or are you concerned?
Well, I was pretty concerned in, you know, mid to late March, and I'm frankly surprised at the rally. You know, there's been a pretty significant rally back. And I don't know for sure if we're going to hold these levels or not, but I stay very calm and well, if I want to use the word unflappable. And because I know that I'm an optimist, and, you know, we've been through these things before and they always come back. It's just a matter of how long it takes. So I just remind clients that, you know, you've got a great framework, you got a great allocation, you got good investments, and it might take some time, but you know, as long as we don't have to sell when things are really bad, that, you know, we'll make it back. I just don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah, and is there concern, too, about a second wave, a second valley coming in all of this?
Oh, yeah, I have clients that, you know, in the past week or two that, you know, we're having discussions about whether we should, you know, take some risk off the table since things have come back so fast. Because there are a lot of people out there, especially my doctor clients, who think there is a potential for a second wave. You know, we all hope that it doesn't happen, but there is potential. And so my job is to make sure my clients are comfortable. You know, you're comfortable with the strategy, you're comfortable with the risk, and that's where I really, really, you know, I guess where I add a lot of value is just making sure that they can sleep at night, my clients.
Well, Brian, this has been a really good conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
My phone number at Whitnell is 630-575-2315. Again, 630-575-2315.
Great chatting with you as always. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you for having me.